When you fire people, you're essentially shitting them out of your company.
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
All right, let's do it. So, welcome to the new episode of the Startup Chat with Heaton Shaw and Steli Efti. Today we're at Culture Summit San Francisco. You just had your fucking awesome talk.
Hell yeah, and I channeled my inner Steli.
This is why I liked it.
Yeah.
No, this is, to me, your personality really came out. And people should check out the episode we did about talking about giving talks.
That's right.
But having said that, we want to talk about culture today, but even more specifically, we want to talk about firing and how that sets and creates and impacts the culture in your business.
That's right.
And I want to start off with my favorite quote of your talk today.
Yeah, I channeled my inner Steli. Go for it. You're going to say it better than I did.
No, now I want you to say it.
So I said a few times in the talk that, like, when you fire people, you're essentially shitting them out of your company.
Yes, and let me be representative of the audience, because that was so interesting to observe. I was sitting in the audience, and every time that Heaton was saying the, you know, you're shitting out these people, people were laughing really loudly, but it was an uncomfortable, awkward laugh. It was the laugh where you know you take pleasure in something you shouldn't. It was a laugh where people were like, I totally get what you're saying, but it also feels wrong. Why do I feel this way? It was so interesting. It was not just, haha, it's funny. It was like, there's a truth in this. And yeah. What is it? What is the truth in this? So I want to talk about that. Why? So first, did you come up with those words?
I came up with those words. Those are my words as far as I know. I did not read them anywhere.
When did you first in your life think, I need to shit somebody out, or we shitted this person out, or was it for this talk, or did you say this in the – when did this
– So it, to me, it feels like a company is like an organism. It's living and it's breathing.
Yep.
The closest organism we all can understand is ourselves.
Yep.
Maybe. So
maybe.
So the way I thought about it is, in a body, like, you take food in.
Yeah.
Your food gets processed and then you shit it out, and sometimes you get constipated and it takes a while, right? So I want to start with one simple analogy. If you're constipated and your organization's constipated and can't shit somebody out, that means you've taken it too far. Mm. They've accumulated too much power in the company. Some people like them, but they're bad for the culture. They're taking the culture in a way that you might not like. Or you keep talking about them, but you have not shit them out yet. They are still in the company. And you're not talking about them in a positive light. It's like when you have two people in a company talking about a third person, and that third person is not in the room.
Yeah.
So these are all the kind of things that I've thought about a lot, because I've watched it happen in my companies. And then I came up with this is the conclusion I came to. This is where I came up with the line. If I am responsible in a big way for hiring everyone in the company, like, and accepting them in the company, meaning like I'm the one, then I have to shit them out myself. But at the end of the day, they're part of the whole organism, the whole company. So the thing I changed in one of my companies was I stopped interviewing people to join the company. And we spread that decision across more people in a company than just me or the founders or even the executive team. And what that does is that gives everyone ownership over bringing this person in. And one of the reasons I like that is it also gives everyone the ownership of, you know, having to let them go. I don't mean that they might be the one letting them go, but they might be part of the decision because they let them in. And so it's a way to spread the responsibility of every human being in your company across the whole company.
So let's talk about that. But before we do, the one thing that I had to think about when listening to your analogy was also like, if you constantly have problems when you go shitting, maybe you should stop eating bad food, or maybe you need to be more deliberate
on the onboarding.
Yeah. What do you choose to make part of your system? What do you eat? How do you eat? Be more conscious of it. But anyways, let's not push this too far.
Yeah.
But let's talk maybe about so we're talking about firing people and how to do it right, how to do it wrong.
Yeah, go for it.
So doing it right, what you're saying, if I understand you correctly, is one way that you've found to doing it better is to not single-handedly be responsible for hiring, but then also not single-handedly be responsible for firing people.
That's right.
So let me challenge that a little bit. So I am completely with you on everybody in the company, especially in the early days, needs to be on board with a candidate. And what we used to do and still do is that before we hire somebody, we would get everybody in the team in one room. And if we're not all excited about it, we're not hiring. Or if one person feels strongly against it, we're not doing it, right?
So that's kind of similar to what I'm saying.
Or
where's your challenge?
Or
I want to be challenged.
Okay, let me not say the last thing. So let me challenge you here then. So I get that. When it comes to firing, I'm not sure bringing everybody in a room, you know, to decide if somebody should be let go or not is a good idea.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out what is the practical application of this. Is it that when you what's the practical application of making everybody responsible of letting go people? Just tell me more about that.
So I think it's like, this is why I would treat a company like an organism. It's living, it's breathing, right?
Yeah.
So if somebody's not a good fit for the company, they're actually impacting more than just one person.
Yeah.
Right? And so if they're impacting more than one person, then I wouldn't be prescriptive and say, in your company culture, you should bring everyone together when you think about getting rid of someone. What I do believe, though, is, and what I've done successfully is, you find a way, if you're the manager, to really make sure that when you let go of somebody, it's done in the right way. And that has a lot to do with everyone in the company understanding why the person was let go. And also, potentially, if they've been impacted by the person, make sure you understand how they feel about that person.
How do you do that, though? So do you go on one-on-one walks? Do you have discussions about this? Do you have certain rules that it's like, this is when we let go of people, this is our framework of thinking, so that when people look at somebody that you fire, they can look at that framework and go, does this match or not? Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, so this is very tactical. But like, the first thing is, if you're talking about somebody in the company, and I know I already said this, but if you're talking about somebody in the company between two of you, and that third person is not in the room, and it's a very like about the person's work style or something, let's say close to negative or negative, get that person in the room and just talk to them. That allows that person to actually have a firsthand experience with that issue. Obviously, some issues, it's a little harder. You know, but like in general, I like to bring the person in the room. So that's an easy tactic. Another tactic around sort of firing and sort of how to make it collaborative in some way is that if the manager is on the fence about somebody who's in a leadership position or managing that human being, then I think the onus is on them to make sure they have a holistic view of how people feel about this person. So you can just ask people about, hey, how's it going with blah? Because usually these kind of firings, if you're doing it right, or laying somebody off or whatever, letting go of somebody, comes relatively early when they're in the company. Most of the time you should be doing it pretty fast. You know, I have gripes with the hire slow, fire fast, and we can talk about that at some point. But for me, it's like, it's going to happen really early. So people probably don't have that much familiarity with the person. So it's natural to ask them how that person's doing in the company, or how this project they worked on that person with did. And the only reason for that is I think you should have an understanding of how other people in the company feel about this person.
Okay. So I can't disagree with that, right? So that's fine. That makes sense to me. So that's one of the mistakes that I think, or one of the things that if you want to become a better and better entrepreneur, is a skill or muscle that you want to train, because I don't think anyone is naturally good at this, or most people aren't, which is a lot of times people ask me, when do you know that you need to let somebody go? And I always go, when you first thought about it.
That's like,
the first time you go, I'm wondering if I should let this person go, is probably the moment, the moment to let them go.
So that's the time when I would start understanding what their work contributions have been and what other people think about them.
But do you do that to rationalize the decision? Do you do that to make sure that you don't create friction?
Yes.
Like those are the reasons why you do it.
I think that's a great, great question. And the framework I use is actually really simple. It's do the right thing for every human being in the company. The human being that needs to leave or potentially needs to go is probably the first person you need to be concerned about. The simple reason is you're trying to be human about it, right?
Yeah.
And you want them to understand why they're let go.
Yeah.
It sucks to be let go of a company. I have no idea why. And I've seen people do this, and it just sucks. And I've had to console people that have been let go of a company that don't understand why. And I had to help them come up with understanding why, and it sucks. It's a horrible feeling. So that's one thing, right? So having feedback from your team about this person can help you understand where the values are misaligned, if you have them. If you don't, it's a little bit harder, but that's a great way to do it. Another thing I really care about is the people that are left in the company.
Mm.
You know why? You know what happens? If you do this wrong, and let's say someone's gone and you haven't really told anybody in the company that they're going to be gone, or haven't talked to anyone about it, and you send a bad email about it, like, oh, this person's gone. They joined XYZ company and now they're gone. And that person, you know, they might send an email and all these things could happen. But at the end of the day, what happens to the existing people in the companies, they start wondering why, no matter what.
Yeah.
So you have to explain why in the most nice way and clean way so that everyone knows they're not going to be chastised if they ever decide to leave.
Yeah.
They're not going to be treated as outsiders or treated in a negative way, because nobody wants to feel like they're going to be harmed if they leave, their reputation or anything like that, because that's what most people care about.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important. You're actually not just setting you're setting a massive example when you let go of somebody. So it's really important to have the whole team understand why as accurately as possible.
Okay. So, you know, one framework that I use is that if you let in the worst moments is where you have an opportunity to depthen a relationship, right? When everything is great and we're all like partying and everything is all number, everything's always perfect, it's really hard to create really in-depth relationships and friendships that transcend just like superficial things. So I think it's really hard to let somebody go, but the way you do it is going to influence not just the relationship with you and that person or your company with that person, but your relationship with everyone else in your business. And it's going to send a message on like, how are we going to be treated when things are really hard or okay. really difficult? And that if people know that they're going to be treated well, even if they're doing so poorly that they have to be let go or they're such a bad fit, that's going to make them feel safe. And if you feel safe at work, you can focus on the work and not focusing on creating security or being safe or doing things that won't get you in trouble.
That's right.
Which, as an entrepreneur, I don't want my people to worry about getting into trouble and doing things and appearing like that. No, I want them to just worry about work and not be afraid that
you want them to do the right thing.
Yes.
You don't want them to worry about their job.
Yes.
And so if you do this wrong, everyone's going to be constantly worried about their job. And if they're constantly worried about their job, they're not doing their fucking job.
Yeah, they're going to start sucking at
so
their
treat
job.
Treat them like humans. Let them know what's going on. It's not like they don't know. It's not like they won't talk. That's the thing. And that causes more politics.
Why is this hard? Because I don't think most people are good at it. Most people, we all hate firing people, most normal people. And because of that, most of the people that have to let go of other people suck at it.
It's because they're not direct. They're not.
Why?
They're not direct about.
But why are they
It's
not?
A negative thing. Who wants to let go of somebody? Who wants to explain why?
So how do we overcome that? Let's say I need to let go of somebody and I don't want to do it because it feels bad. I feel bad about it. I'm afraid of that confrontation. I'm afraid of their reaction. How do I overcome that?
Honestly, that's why I call it shitting them out, because it's one of the most unnatural things out there. And shit is pretty natural, right? Like everyone sees their shit in the toilet if they look, right?
Okay.
Everyone has to shit.
All right.
So I think you want it to be really smooth, and it has a lot to do with your values in your own company, honestly. And usually if you're a values-driven company, you've set your values, there's some value misalignment. So just explaining that is really important, right? And explaining where the value misalignment was. I think an easy one is letting go of a salesperson. I think that's an easy one. The reason I think it's an easy one in at least half the cases is because it's a performance issue and it's a very direct correlation. They were not meeting their quota and it didn't seem like they were picking up how we sell and how this product needs to be sold to the market. So they're going to go find an opportunity where they can fit better and actually make their commission make sales. And that's a really easy one, right?
I'm not sure. It can be easier than some others.
Sure.
But I think that people struggle with it because we all want to avoid conflict. We all are afraid in one way or another of conflict. And it's a confrontational situation. And we are afraid of the reaction of the other person. The reaction, it doesn't matter what it is, if they're angry at us, if they're pissed, or if they're hurt. All these reactions we're afraid of. We don't want to see somebody being hurt. We don't want to see somebody cry or somebody be angry at us. So my tip at this is that when you know you need to let go of somebody and you know you don't want to, I think you just have to acknowledge that it's fine that you're afraid of this, and it's fine to get into the conversation and feel horrible, and you don't have to fight that feeling, or you don't have to find a way to feel brave You just need to be honest about it and go, I'm going to let this person go. It's the right thing to do. I feel horrible about it, and that's fine. I'm not going to fight my emotions right now. I'm not going to find this really bad state. I'm not going to find the nervousness. If you find yourself being super nervous before talking about this, it's all, I'm going to just embrace it. And you can make that part of the conversation. You can display some humility and display some displaying that you're okay being vulnerable by telling them, listen, you know, I want to talk to you about something that's hard to do. I'm going to tell you that we're probably not going to continue working together. And there's reasons why, and I want to have a debate and a discussion with you about that. And I feel horrible right now. So if I say something or if I don't communicate well enough, then I want you to know that part of that is probably just me being really nervous about this or being really feeling really bad about this. That sentence alone can make a massive difference how the person's going to listen to you.
Yeah.
Just displaying, not trying to overplay it, but displaying that you also feel horrible.
Display your humanity.
Yeah.
That's an easy way to like make the conversation for both sides go really easier, because everybody knows it's not an easy conversation. So you might as well put it out there and say, hey, this isn't easy for me. It isn't easy for you. And I want to make sure you have a good understanding of why this is happening. I think that's really important.
Yeah.
So I guess my tip would be there's two parties involved here. There's three, actually. There's you, the person you're letting go, and your whole team, the rest of the team. And you want to make sure that the person you're letting go knows why, and the people who are still on the team know why as well.
Yeah.
And that's all you can do.
Yeah.
You can't actually do much better than that if you want to be a human about letting someone go. Just make sure everyone knows why.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard because you might not know why. And I've seen that before, and that's why I'll go talk to the team. Mm. And I'll talk to people that have worked with this person just to get a better understanding of why.
Of why.
And, you know, so my tip is just like make sure people know why something's happening to them, because what'll happen is they're already going to have bad feelings. You don't want them to have bad feelings about your company or any human being, whether it's you or anybody else in the company. You want to be able to explain to them why they weren't a good fit. And hopefully the tactic I use is I just try to give them some advice, honestly, on like, look, you came in or whatever the situation is, right? Just try to give them advice on how to be a better team member, right? Yeah. Or like some feedback on why they didn't fit into this company or how they made other people feel. And sometimes it's hard to do, but I really believe it's very important for that person to know why they're being let go.
Yeah.
Because then it causes a lot of problems.
So I'll finish with this. If you want to hear a story of how I had to let go of half my staff and how all of them became directors and VPs of sales at other companies and then became our best customers, then you can listen to episode 11 of our podcast where we talk about hard times as entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And in a few hours, I'm going to be speaking on stage at Culture Summit about that moment.
Yes.
And how to fire people in a way.